Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Grant, it's Andy. How are you? From New
I'm
Era.
Hey Andy, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well, doing well. So, I actually have a question. Maybe you can assist me. Are you the one handling Summit Fitness and Rehabilitation?
Am not the point of contact on that one. Summit Fitness. Let me just quickly look it up for you. What can I help you with on this though?
Do you know who we're possibly up against on this?
I can find out for you.
Because I'll tell you what, I'll just, give you a heads up. My underwriter called me again. And we actually have received a second contract request, which is definitely helping your guys' cause out. However, we're still not really doing really well on the closing ratio side of things.
Yeah, we funded one, and that's good news, but we want to do more, certainly.
No, and you guys actually requested a second contract on TPC. Or TCP, whatever, I forget the actual name of the deal. It's one of those three letters in some sort of order. And we were waiting on a month to date to confirm the offer because we gave the approval end of August. And, here we are end of September, and we need to make sure that offer is still valid. But aside for that, like, the underwriters really like this deal, and they're questioning me as to where we're standing with you guys. Like, have we picked up, they see one deal funded, but, like, where the contract requests are holding, what our closing ratio looks like. And I keep telling them we're working on it. It will happen. Just you got to give me a little more time so we all learn how each other work. And bottom line, with this deal, Summit Fitness and Rehabilitation, the underwriter likes the file. Case in point, he gave it 140-day approval, which is our max approval pretty much. So he wants to get this file closed with you guys. So if possible, okay, can I know if we're up against someone else, who and what we're up against, and how we can
So
possibly make this happen?
I'll tell you what's going on here. So far, this deal has been submitted to you guys. IOU on deck, Incredibly on deck, has come back saying that they've declined for credit and risk factors, and Incredibly has come back saying that there's too many negative days. We are waiting to hear back from IOU. I can shoot a message to the analyst saying that there's an update, but I'd also be more than happy to leave a note, send an email saying New Era has its eye on this deal. Get with the representative, get as much detail from them that you can in terms of what they're looking for on a second
Well,
position.
I'll tell you, IOU won't approve it, especially if they stip you for month to date. They won't. Balances go under 3 grand. They even have a few negative transactions in there.
Okay, so that's what
I
I
mean,
figured
I don't
out.
work for IOU, but I do know how their underwriting works. They're a
No,
formidable
you're right.
competitor.
No, that's exactly right. I can see. I have the 6 month breakdown. I can see that in July, their average ledger was around $3,500, meaning that, that they were going under that amount, which is their limit. So they will be a decline. At which point, we would likely consider maybe another option, such as IBIS. What I would say, just so that we can cover our butts here and make our managers happy, is maybe we would only do but one more submission to IBIS. And then let you guys put out an offer and just be completely transparent on between you two guys what's being done here. But if you guys like the offer, it looks like we're ready to accept one, and you would be the only one on the table right now.
Okay, and you guys, just out of curiosity, you guys would need to send it out somewhere else, or you guys would be okay with just
I imagine
waiting
our
for this
sales
to come through?
managers wanting us to at least try one more source. I see that happening. One more source for a second position.
Okay, not a problem. Because, like I said, I mean, even if you get an offer or that's slightly closer and competitive, I need to know because he really wants to see what he can get done on this file. And he
I
really wants
agree.
to, I mean, it may, with all, not to, blindside you, it may also be a test for me and you and just trying to see, like, if you guys can get the deal closed or not. I don't know what his
Certainly.
motives are here.
Before we move
So.
forward, let me look into the rep's notes and see what he's been talking to the customer about. Just one moment. Said
Hey,
that she
what
was
was
orig-
sorry?
Oops. I'm
Oh,
sorry, go
sorry about
ahead.
that. No problems. I didn't know how long I was going to be on hold. I started speaking to Leah, so never mind.
Oh, you're not on hold. I just got to read.
Oh.
So I'll just read aloud here. On 9/21, I'm getting notes saying, Jessica, looking to refi out of current working capital loan with national business. Current balance is around 100K, needs to reduce monthly output. Which is funny, because it's saying that BizFi is 80K. Okay, and then it looks like he edited it saying that the BizFi is 80K on a more recent date. We explained to her that the payoff option was too high. She said she would possibly be interested in a second position loan with the hopes of a larger payoff loan 3 to 4 months down the line. She would need around 30K to cover costs for current loan and hiring of new trainer. That's the most recent note I have. Interested in a second, hoping to refi down the line, 30K for costs at the moment is what she's looking for minimum. I'm sure she'd be interested in taking maybe more.
Okay, so we gave the approval that was, it looks like it was given to Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, I mean, when we get that, do we need to send it just back to him or to...
I would appreciate it if you send it to everything, like a question or approval, everything to be sent to Credit, a Bank of Card. If that way, if for whatever reason Anthony's out, I can jump in, Amy can jump in and take over the deal from there.
Second, Leah, send that approval to Credit, a Bank of Card as well so they can all get it. It's a distribution email.
Yeah, it helps us hold each other accountable. Yeah, it helps us hold each other accountable for sure.
I think he had left us off when he sent us the month-to-date. It left Credit off, and so when we replied back, it was just replied back to, you know, to Anthony and myself. I don't think when he sent the month-to-date in. Yeah, he actually sent it to Leah and myself. No, you don't need to copy me. I already have. You know what? Add me again. So that way, if they respond back, I'll get it.
Credit. Perfect. Perfect.
All right, so she's going to send it again now, so you'll actually get it. So just to let you know, just because I'm looking at the actual approval from Submit, is 30K, 140 days, second position.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a reasonable term. It sounds like it's on the money. Like I said, we're going to want to try, I think it'll be Ibis, and then we're not going to mess with Everest and Knight, and I'm probably just going to say, hey, look, these are your two. And I'm assuming this is the 30K saying there's potential for a little bit of wiggle room if need be. That's what I've been kind of telling all the credit analysts here. You enter an approval, you say, hey, look, we can go back and ask for a little bit more money if that's going to be the difference between getting the customer interested and funded or not.
No, 100%. If the customer is interested, we will try to help you get this closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I don't know how much of a bump, but there's a very good chance I can get a bump. Like, if I come back to the underwriter and I say, hey, Zach, we can get this done. However, you gave me 30. The only way they're going to get it closed is a little bit more. There's a very good chance he'll give me a little bit more.
Great,
literally,
great.
It's like a very good chance.
Good. I'm going to make sure that...
I sent it to Credit right now, so I don't know if you got that yet or not, but you should be seeing it any moment.
Okay, perfect. I'm right next to Anthony, so I'll be sure to let him know and just bring his attention towards it. I'll explain to him what we talked about. And if you ever have...
send it to Ibis now then? And one of the main reasons I'm calling you is next week there's Rosh Hashanah holiday that's coming up.
Oh, wow, it's come up that fast.
Are you familiar with that?
I am.
Okay, so our office is going to be closed.
Totally, understood.
It's going to be closed Monday and Tuesday. So
next Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, next Monday and Tuesday. We're going to be closed.
Oh, okay. All right. Next Monday, Tuesday. New era closed. Okay. That's reasonable. Okay, I'm going to speak with Tony right now and kind of explain what we talked about. Any other times you see approvals you particularly like, I'd be happy to tell you, or Amy would be happy to tell you.
I like all our approvals. I just don't know if you guys need to get them closed.
Yeah, but like
if you were to let me know what the challenges are, I will do my best to work on all of them. I mean, yes, I can't fight with a Knight 135 paying you, 12. Can't do that, but I can do my best to,
raise a dollar amount, whatever it may need.
Raise a dollar amount so you can possibly offset that commission difference by giving you some more money to fund.
Yeah.
Plus 140 days is longer than Knight's max term. So it's only 2 weeks, but it's still longer than Knight's max term.
Yeah, and I may message Lee and say maybe we need to do some sort of thing where on Wednesdays or whatever she sends me a list of approvals out, and then I get together with the credit analysts and say, hey, check up on these and just give them an update on what other approvals are out and where they stand. So I can organize something like that.
We can definitely do that, because we actually track everything. We have, for our own records, we actually want to see everyone's production, submissions to approvals, submissions, approvals to contract requests to actually funded deals. Mm-hmm. So we have that all already in our system. We have that tracked. If you send her an email, she'll be able to send that to you probably within like 5-7 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a lot of information. I'm going to let Tony know, and thanks for giving me a call on this one. Don't feel free to call me on any other deals that you may need some assistance or extra information on.
Well, I know this is not your part, but I would love to get some assistance on the TPC deal, because we're waiting a month to date to confirm that.
I remember something about the TPC deal. Don't quote me on this, and I can send you an email update shortly, but I think they may have gone silent after they heard about the COJ, but that could be a different deal. I'm just going off the top of my head.
Okay. It wouldn't make sense. Listen, I think it's a 90K approval. If you expect us to fund it without a COJ...
Like I said, it's just off the top of my head. It wasn't my deal, so I don't want to misinform you. Just thought. All right. I have to get rolling now, but like
no
I said,
problems,
I think
no problem. Just let me know what's going on. I really appreciate, you know, some responses on this as soon as you can get them to me.
All right, I will be sure to do that. Thank you so much again. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye bye.